Social media, exam pressures, online bullying. It's not easy being a teenager. You might think it's just part of growing up, but things like this are having such an impact on young people's mental health. It's got a group of GPs in Craven and Wharfdale worried, concerned about the number of children and teenagers coming to their surgeries. This week, they've launched a campaign called Great Minds to coincide with Children's Mental Health Week. But what do young people worry about? Well, I sat down with a group of 16 and 17-year-olds from Skipton who are all studying for their A-levels. Lucy, Hattie, Ellie Louise and Sam told me if exam stress was a problem.
Well, I know only for myself, there are lots of exams in the subjects I'm doing currently. I mean, our teachers say that you have to do sort of an hour extra for each lesson. So that's sort of 4 hours extra for the subjects you do in a week. And then you've got, you know, so you've got all that. And then you've got your homework, you've got tests, you've got other things going on outside of school. You know, you may do extracurricular activities, and sometimes you just need a bit of a break. And I feel like sometimes you don't get the opportunity to because you've got all this building up, and sometimes you just need to let out.
With A-levels, it's kind of that sense of unknown beyond school. We're kind of being inside like this community of teachers looking after you, and shortly we're going to be on our own, and like if we do fail, we might not go where we want to. So it's kind of a lot of things building up to make it scary.
I bottle the exam stress up because I'm like, I've got ages, it's fine. So until I probably get to like a week before the exams, the way I cope with it is just to sort of think, why stress about it? It's inevitable. Like, you're going to have to do these exams. So for me, my coping mechanism is just the fact that they will be over. They're not going to last forever. They're going to stop. Or just telling my friends, just being like Lucy, for example. Lucy, oh my God. So having that connection with a group of people that really support you and help you along the way is, I think it's really important.
Sam, do you think, I don't want to be sort of sexist and split the sexes up, but would you talk to your friends?
I think definitely there's that, with boys, a sense of manning up, as it were, but it's just that kind of that first step of getting over that, because like, as we said, everyone's feeling the same thing. So, yeah, but I definitely think there might be a slight difference between boys and girls.
Here's Jessica, Matthew, April and Clara sharing their thoughts on social media.
It makes me feel really bad about myself, to be honest. Like, I don't actually see any good part of it, but then that sounds really hypocritical because I still use it all the time. Like, I lost my phone today and honestly, about 10 times in the day, I was like looking around in my bag and like I could really tell the difference. Like, I'm fully addicted to my phone. I think a lot of people are. But like when you step back and you realise how much time you actually spend on it, and it does really affect you. I know it sounds really cliche, but it is true.
Is it like the sort of fear of missing out? Is that why you use it?
Yeah,
is that
I think
the pressure
in a way,
to be on there?
Yeah, like when you're not on social media, you know, things happen. People might post something important or so, things are going on and you don't really know what's happening. So obviously everyone does it, don't they? So
in society, it's like massively technology, like evolving. So my sister's 10. And she has all the social media on her Instagram. And when I was 10, I didn't even have a phone. So in the space of 5 years, it's gone from being used, like, social media, like, climbed over the 2000s. It's gone from being used a little bit to, like, loads. It's hard to, like, separate yourself from, like, social media and your actual life because it's so ingrained. Like, people are being brought up with social media. They're saying they were the first generation to grow up with social media. And how that affects in later life is quite scary because we're unsure of what will happen.
I think it can be quite toxic. But I think social media can be used for good. So you've got lots of like social campaigns, and there are teenagers and just adults in general campaigning for stuff like for change that we need in the world.
For me, it feels like it's a lot less of a negative impact, and it's not as much. When I see other people's pictures, I don't really feel like I'm competing with them or anything, but I do like posting stuff and like building up a profile for myself, and I like seeing that people like my posts, but I don't feel like it's the be-all and end-all.
Burley in Wharfdale GP Dr Caroline Raymond helped create the Great Minds campaign.
I've been interested in teenage mental health for some time, I think partly because I have two teenagers myself, but also I've noticed that during the last 5 to 7 years, the amount of teenagers I'm seeing coming in with mental health issues is increasing. And as a group of GPs, it's something that we've really noticed. And a year ago, I was very privileged to be asked to do some work looking into this area. And I contacted 17 schools within the local area and asked them if I could go and meet them and talk to them about what schools have noticed, what parents, what children had noticed. I went to speak to 10 of those schools and discovered that they also had found that there was a rise in mental health issues, and they seemed to have lots of areas that had contributed to this, and maybe things like social media that weren't available when I was at school, so adding in lots of different types of pressure. And so what we've been looking at is what we can do about it, how we can increase resources. And often it's not for children who have a real significant mental health problem, it's low level worries, low level anxiety, and just a lack of self-confidence really in who they are as a person. The children that are coming to us are younger and younger, and some of the primary school heads I spoke to described to me really eloquently about children at the age of 8 and 9 self-harming and having suicidal thoughts. And that was really shocking, especially when you think we're not in the middle of a big city. You know, we feel that we're a nice area for children to grow up and be supported by their families.
So what is the advice to parents then, if they're worried, or just what would be sort of your message?
The main advice for parents is to talk to their children and get alongside to them, try and find out what it is they're worrying about, and not dismiss childhood worries. So sometimes when children have fallen out with their best friend, it seems so innocuous to us as parents, but for your child that can be the end of the world. And sometimes just taking time to be with them and listen to them and really hear what they're saying is important.
Well, if you're worried about a young person, we've much more on this story, including a list of support services at strayfm.com.